Time now for Chatham County Roundup, presented as always by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere, and theirs is right here. I am joined on the phone for the first time in 2021 and the first time on News on the Hill by Chatham County Commissioner and District 1 Representative Karen Howard. Karen, how are you doing? Happy 2021.
Thank you. I'm doing well. Welcome to 2021, the 2020 that never quite ended.
I was going to say, we're a couple weeks into it. It doesn't really feel any different. And I'm still wishing people that, because I'm still trying to kind of get started on a positive note, all things considered. But it's been kind of a tough ask to start with.
Yeah, it has. But, we are marching forward and doing good things together. So.
Absolutely. There's still lots of positive things to take out of it. One of them is that we are seeing ramped up versions of vaccine distribution across North Carolina. That is something that is very, very much welcomed and everybody is looking forward to. And I know that Chatham County is figuring out its efforts right now to go ahead and get people in this phase 1B group already vaccinated. Could you share any updates that we've gotten at the moment of what Chatham County's plan is and how all of that vaccine distribution effort is going?
So I did get an update that as of today, we've had almost 1,600 Chatham County residents vaccinated with the first dose of the vaccine, and we are now in phase 1B and looking to begin administering the vaccine to all adults 75 and older. We're continuing to follow our plan and seeing a lot of interest in getting the vaccine.
I know that.
So, which is good, very heartening.
Yeah, I know that Orange County's submission page, I mean, not even 24 hours after it opened, it had received thousands of people who had submitted and tried to make appointments. I imagine it was a similar demand, and the way that Chatham County residents can do that is through a page on the Chatham County website, as well as a phone number, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
So there's a link on the Chatham County page, the coronavirus vaccine link. And then there is a phone number that connects with our health department and UNC Health. And both of those are alternative ways. And one thing that I encourage people to remember is that everyone should go out onto that page and fill out the form, because it then provides a tool for the health department to get in contact with people when it is your phase is up, when it's time for you to start being vaccinated.
I think that's
helpful to do now.
That is an interesting note. I think that's the opposite from Orange County. So Chatham County residents, everybody should head to that page to sign up when they can, so they can get the correct notification for when it is their turn, whenever that may be.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. And you don't have to contact the health department again. They will then reach out to you.
That is excellent news. So ChathamNC.org is their website, and I believe the URL is ChathamNC.org/vaccine tool for people who want to go ahead and put in that information form, Chatham County residents specifically. I'm speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard and the District 1 representative. The Chatham County Board of Commissioners is getting off to a relatively quick start to the new year. I know that there are a couple of things on the calendar, one of which is either an upcoming or just finished county commissioner's retreat. Is that correct?
Yes. So we had our annual retreat started yesterday. The second day was today. And then we reserve Friday for anything that we didn't complete. And so we have gone through the full 2 days. I was absent because I had a possible exposure to COVID, and I thought it was wise and kind to stay away from my colleagues on the board. And so I've just been getting updates and kind of staying abreast of what they're discussing. And part of the reason we do start so early in January is it really sets the tone for what the remainder of the year will be like. And this year we have at least one new commissioner on board. So getting familiar with board practices, our expectations of each other, of our county manager, of our clerk, and their expectations of us, is a really good way to start out service. And it's a good reminder of the way that we should be engaging with each other and engaging with our colleagues in county government so that we can provide the best service that we can to Chatham County residents.
Absolutely. And I know there probably was going to be a very busy year since Chatham is this, you know, growing area and has already seen many things on its agenda that the county commissioners are working with before the COVID-19 pandemic began. But I imagine that a lot of the big challenges or hurdles or topics that the county commissioners will be looking to address both in the early part of 2021 and as the year goes on is going to be continued fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. So what are some of the things in your mind that the county commissioners are most likely to touch on that you believe are most important?
So a lot of the things that we were already beginning to deal with have kind of reared their ugly heads and had been exacerbated by COVID. And one of the things that we were dealing with in Chatham County at the government level was a growing awareness and understanding of racial and ethnic outcomes across the spectrum in terms of health outcomes, economic outcomes, educational outcomes, housing, and all of the things that factor into what we consider living well. And so we have done some work early in the year and in last year to sort of guide our through developing practices and policies that support a well-balanced, racially diverse, ethnically diverse community. And so part of that was covered in the retreat, and some work on racial equity is already in the works, but is going to be more intentionally incorporated into the way county departments function. And a lot of focus on how we address issues of lack of access to internet services, broadband, educational tools, all of that is being sort of wrapped in the cloak of how we provide racially and ethnically and culturally relevant and supportive services in Chatham County.
Absolutely. And that is something that has been obviously has gotten a lot of steam and support from pretty much the masses after the kind of racial injustice reckoning that the country had. Mm-hmm. And with the election of Franklin Gomez Flores, it now gives the county commissioners yet another. I believe he's an independent candidate, but ran on the same ticket with you and Mike Dasher in terms of Democratic people. He seems like a very interesting person. We've not had a chance to speak with mm-hmm. him yet, but you mentioned him using this retreat to kind of get his feet underneath him. How important is it to have his representation on the board, just having a, you know, a Latino person helping represent a pretty large community in Chatham County now at the, you know, highest level of the local government?
Right. I think it's critical. I think it will change the way we view and discuss almost every issue. And one of the things that I try to emphasize when I talk about representation is that we don't, you know, most of us aren't sending out maliciously to exclude voices, but we don't know the ways in which the voices are excluded when they are not at the table. The fact that he is at the table will automatically ensure that things happen that were in the past. Just the fact that we didn't translate documents into Spanish. We didn't have access to Spanish translation for board meetings. These kinds of things. There was no malintent in not having them. They just didn't rise to the top. And those kinds of things won't happen. And so you will consistently have a voice that ensures that the things that would fall under the radar are risen, are lifted and brought to our awareness. And then, you know, I think one other thing that is critical to remember is Franklin is not just Hispanic. He is Hispanic. He is young. He was educated in our public schools in Chatham County. He's entrepreneurial. He's smart. He is trying to make a living in Chatham County. And so all of these things will factor into how he is relevant on our board, his views on jobs, his views on property ownership, on the balance between rural and urban communities, all of that is going to matter. And his voice will affect how our outcomes are determined. And having him, I think, is going to shake all of us.
He seems like
because whatever we may have thought that we were doing for a community is best done with a community. And having him at that table is going to demand that we do it with him.
He certainly seems like a very special representative and could bring a lot of great perspective in that way that you were talking about. Speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, ChathamNC.org is the place to go. Karen, got to begin to wrap up, but is there anything else that is going on around the county that you want to make sure that people are aware of?
So, you know, we are doing what I think a lot of other communities are doing and trying to figure out how best to get our kids back in school. And our school board decided last night, I believe it was, that they will extend for a few days the in-person instruction at the high school level to give the staff an opportunity to more better get a grasp of how they will manage having high schoolers in this classroom setting. Because they are admittedly a very different population than elementary and middle school kids, because they might be working outside of the home. They have a little more freedom. A lot of them might have driver's licenses. And so mitigating the risks to faculty and staff and to the kids themselves is critical. So as the mom of some high schoolers, I'm on one hand anxious to have them back in the classroom, but on the other hand, very aware of the risk to them, to our household, and to our teachers and staff in getting them back there. So parents need to stay vigilant and stay informed, and we will get this done, and our kids will not be the worse off for having weathered this storm if we can come around, coalesce as a community around the things that really matter right now, which is our health.
No doubt that it is one of the big topics our community is facing. I think that's a very good point made there, Karen. Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, Chatham County, ChathamNC.org, one more time, is the website for Chatham County. Karen, thanks so much for joining me, and looking forward to many more conversations in the future.
Thank you.